Now, fox hunting in the Czech Republic may not come with all of the red coats and horses that you might expect to see elsewhere. Often it's more a case of one man and his dog in the woods. But here, just like in other countries, it's a controversial issue nonetheless. On Tuesday, the Czech Parliament approved a law which allows hunters to train their dogs by exposing them to foxes. Previously, foxes and dogs had to be kept apart by a cage during training so that neither suffered injury. Animal rights groups are dismayed by the move, as Rosie Johnston reports.
Until now, hunting dogs in the Czech Republic were trained to drive foxes out of their dens in a labyrinth of artificial burrows in which a fox sat caged. But on Tuesday, Parliament approved a law which removed the need for a cage. Animal rights groups are stunned by the move. Wojciech Kotecki is from Friends of the Earth.
Well, I think that the decision is wrong simply because this, however it may be, a relatively minor issue compared to, for example, animal farming. This is a problem with animal welfare, and this approach to training dogs is simply unacceptable from animal welfare point of view.
Agriculture Minister Petr Gandalovich called on MPs not to approve the law, saying it diverged from European norms on animal cruelty. At a time when other European countries like Great Britain are clamping down on fox hunting, this new Czech law appears to go very much against the trend. But the bill has been praised by some. Josef Pubal is from the Czech Hunters Union.
The training of dogs to hunt foxes should be as similar as possible to the way it is in nature. Up until now, dogs have been trained to think that when they run into a fox's den, there will be a cage at the end. So they start to bark to tell their owners that a fox is there. But then in nature, when a dog runs into a fox's den, there is no cage, and so the dog is confused.
While many worry for the welfare of the fox under this new legislation, Mr. Pubal insists that the change in the law actually does more to ensure the welfare of the dog.
In nature, a fox, or in the worst cases, a badger, will often start to attack the dog. The dog, of course, is not prepared for this because normally a cage is there to separate the two. So the dog is confused and the fox or badger takes this opportunity to maul the dog, or at least to give the dog a few scratches.
Hunters groups say that the training of dogs to hunt foxes, and ultimately fox hunting itself, is needed to regulate the animals' numbers. Members of animal rights groups agree that the country's fox population needs to be managed, but wonder whether the new law promotes the right way of going about it. Again, here's Wojciech Kotecki.
There is, of course, a problem of disappearing predators of foxes. We need to reintroduce predators where we can, which is basically in mountains, and we have to regulate fox populations, but the question is not whether we should regulate fox populations, the question is whether we should do that in a cruel way.
In a nation of 100,000 licensed hunters, with many MPs included in this number, the views of Mr. Kotecki and other animal rights activists could remain very much in the minority for quite some time to come.
Rosie Johnston ending that report on controversial new rules governing fox hunting.